Welcome to Unlock the Power of Picture Books, the podcast designed especially for busy elementary school teachers just like you. I'm your host, Sarah, a former teacher. If you've ever wished for more time to read aloud to your students or struggled to find the perfect book for a lesson, you're in the right place. In each episode, I'll handpick book titles to help you teach specific subjects. No more hours spent searching for the right book. Unlock the Power of Picture Books is your shortcut to impactful teaching. Plus, I'll keep you updated with the latest and greatest picture book releases so your classroom library is always fresh and exciting. Let's get started. What do your students want to be when they grow up? I feel like usually they know exactly what they want to be or they have no idea. And it's okay, they don't need to decide right away, but it's fun to get them talking about things that they might be interested in. The options that are available for them. What things can they be? What are they interested in? So today I've got some picture books for you all about talking about careers for students. Now I've got kind of a mix of books. Some of the books give very specific careers, while some of the other books help students kind of think about what they want to do. What problem do they want to solve? I heard somebody say that question one time. They said, I don't ask my students or my kids what they want to be when they grow up. I ask them what problem do they want to solve, which just really resonated with me and made such an impact. And I think it's a great way to form that question for students and help them with their thinking. Not necessarily what you want to do, but what problem do you want to solve? Who do you want to help when you grow up? So these picture books will definitely get your students thinking about what they want to be when they grow up, that problem they want to solve, and the different options that are available for them out there. And stick around to the end because I have some activities that you can use in your classroom to help students with this process. And I always find it's a great like end of the year activity for students to do. So make sure you stick around to the end of the video for that. But before then, let's jump into those books. Have is actually a board book. I don't know if it comes in a soft cover book as well, but this one is called A is for Awesome, 23 Iconic Women Who Changed the World. And it's written by Eva Chen. Now, this is a great book sharing inspiring women in all sorts of different fields of work. And they are very popular figures. So you have everyone from Ruth Bader Ginsburg to Oprah to Beyonce to Amelia Earhart. This book, while it will be particularly inspiring for young girls, it shows all kids different ways that they can accomplish their dreams, different things that they can do with their lives, with their careers as they get older, and how they will be helping people around the world with those positions. A great book for introducing students to different careers as well as powerful role models that will inspire them as they grow up. This next book is part of a series, a very well-loved series, and I think any of the books in the series would work well for teaching students about careers. But this one is Ada Twist Scientist by Andrew Beatty. And I picked this one in particular because it starts with asking questions. It will really help students learn and develop their career interests. Going back to that question, how do I want to help? Or what problem do I want to solve? What questions do I need to ask to figure out what I want to do? And in this story, Ada Twist asks a lot of questions. She really wants to discover how the world works, to the point where she drives her parents a little bonkers. But they learn to embrace this quality in their daughter and help her become a future scientist who her job is to basically ask questions all day. Students will understand that in order to figure out what they want to do when they get older, they need to explore their world, explore their options, and ask those questions. So even though this book is specifically about becoming a scientist, it will help students understand that they need to ask those questions in order to figure out what they want to do. Along the same lines of asking questions is What Do You Do With an Idea by Kobe Yamada. The concept of this book is that your ideas are part of you. And while it might seem scary to share those ideas with others, it could be something that changes the world. And in this book, that idea is represented by a character rather than something intangible. And so it allows students to understand and grasp the concept a little bit better. And so while other career books give students very specific careers or jobs that they can go into, this one kind of encourages more of that entrepreneurship quality and encouraging students to be creative and use their imagination and see what they can come up with. So another great book about jumpstarting that idea of what career they might want by asking those questions. This next one is a silly one that your students will like. This one is called When I Grow Up by Al Yankovic. So with that author, of course it's going to be silly and fun and crazy. In this story, young Billy decides to share all of his different options of what he can be when he grows up, and he has some pretty creative ones, such as a gorilla masseuse or a snail trainer. And we'll get students thinking outside the box about the different things that they can be, that even though some of these things are silly, that there are so many options out there available to them, and we'll get them thinking a little more creatively. And I have some activities to go along with this book as your students think about what they want to be when they grow up, and I'll leave a link to that in the description box down below. Another great book for talking to students about their future job or careers that they want to have when they grow up is What Shoes Will You Wear by Julia Cook. This one talks about the different types of shoes that people in different careers wear and kind of the purpose behind why they have those shoes and how everyone's shoes for different jobs are different. That's just something that students can think through. It gives them lots of different options of the possible jobs that are available for them. And again, how they want to help, what problem they want to solve in order to help out the world, and what career that will connect with them and the things that they like to do. It really talks about embracing your natural personality, those things that you love, and how it will foster your future career or finding a job that matches with those things that you love to do. Another great book for talking to students about their future career. Another book that I have is Career Day by Anne Rockwell. It's Career Day in Mrs. Madoff's classroom. And on this day, the children take turns introducing special visitors in their classroom. Each one of these visitors has a different job. And each of these visitors shares what is special about their job and how they're kind of the perfect fit for that job. And it includes different careers such as paleontologist, as illustrator, crossing guard, judge, nurse, so many different options in this book that your students will definitely get a lot of ideas for possible jobs that they could go into. And this one is more targeted towards younger students, but will help jumpstart that thinking of answering that question, what do you want to be when you grow up? Now, I love this next book, and I know I own it somewhere in my house, but I can't find it right now. This one is called Someone Builds the Dream, and it's by Lisa Wheeler. What I love about this book is how it shares how much work goes into a project. For example, building a bridge. Yes, there are the construction workers that build the bridge, but there's the architect that designs the bridge. And there's all those people behind the scenes that often we don't think about, that really put a lot of effort and a lot of work into making something come to life, whether it's a bridge or a book. The author and the illustrator and the publisher and the editor, there's so many people that come together to make a picture book come to life that a lot of times we know the author, the illustrator, but you don't think about the editor, the publisher, the marketing, all of those different aspects that go into making this thing, whether again it's a bridge or a book or something else, come to life. And that there are many types of work that go into creating our world. And there are many options for kids, for people to have when they grow up, and how they all work together to build these things. A great book for sharing behind the scenes and really digging deep into all of those different careers and jobs that are available to kids out there. Now, this next book I shared in, I believe it was January 2024, is a brand new book. So this one is a very new one. This one is called Ellie Mae Dreams Big by Christina McMorris. In the story, the teacher asks Ellie Mae, what do you want to be when you grow up? And her ideas just start to swirl inside of her head. Maybe she'll be a chef. Maybe she'll be an astronaut. Maybe she'll be an astronaut chef, or she could be a ballerina painter as she paints images while she leaps across the stage. There are so many options that Ellie Mae's not really sure that she can choose what she wants to be when she grows up, which is probably something your students struggle with as well, until an idea dawns on her. You'll have to read this one with your students to find out what she finally decides on at the end of the book. Next, I have I'm Going to Be a Princess, a story about inspirational Black women and girls, written by Stephanie Taylor. In this story, Maya is pondering the idea of what she wants to be when she grows up. Will she be a rocket scientist like Annie Easley, an Olympic athlete like Alice Coachman, or a brain surgeon like Alexa Kennedy? Throughout the story, Maya discovers the achievements of some amazing Black women, but it's a brave Nigerian princess who really captures her imagination. Hey, another great book to share with your students about discovering what career they want or job they want when they grow up. Now, I'm curious what some of your students want to be when they grow up. Leave me a comment down below telling me what some of their ideas are, that what they'd like to be when they grow up. And to help you work through this with your students, I have a career day activity for you to do with your students, and I'll leave a link to that in the description box down below. I'll be back next week with more read aloud tips and book ideas for you to take into your classroom right away. Have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Unlock the Power of Picture Books podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to subscribe to the show and leave a review. This helps me spread the word to more and more teachers just like you. As always, you can find all the links and resources from this episode over at thecolorfulapple.com. I'll see you back here next week.